David Horowitz, Nancy Pelosi's Jesus Complex. By David Horowitz on May 4, 2020. Nancy Pelosi is the leader of a party that has accused the president and the 63 million Americans who voted for him of betraying their country, destroying its constitution, colluding with its enemies, causing the deaths of thousands of coronavirus victims, and hating immigrants, Muslims, people of color, gays, and women. According to Pelosi and the Democrats, Trump is so dangerous a threat to the republic that he must be removed before the next election, although it is only months away. How does Pelosi see herself and the party that has faithfully supported her vendetta and smeared millions of Republicans as xenophobes and white supremacists? Pelosi answered this question during a recent interview with MSNBC host Joy Ann Reid. When Reid asked her whether releasing convicted criminals from jail would be a part of her COVID-19 relief legislation, Pelosi's response was, "In our caucus, we are very devoted to the Gospel of Matthew." Pelosi then quoted from memory the particular parable in Matthew she was referring to: "When I was hungry, you fed me. When I was homeless, you sheltered me. When I was in prison, you visited me." And so this for us is part of our value system. In sum, while the unconverted might reasonably view Pelosi as the leader of a party of hate, she regards herself as leader of the party of Jesus. One of the defining characteristics of a sociopathic personality is what psychologists call a grandiose sense of self. This hyper-elevated sense of one's own importance and righteousness leads to a second crucial sociopathic personality trait: the lack of a conscience, of a sense of empathy with the victims of one's behavior. For example, since the Speaker of the House is not Jesus, her lack of concern for the plight of ordinary citizens who are not worth $200 million and can't afford elaborate walls, gates, and private security agents to protect them from the criminals that her legislation causes to be released. Or for that matter, the illegal aliens she invites into the country without being vetted to see if they are sex traffickers, drug dealers, violent criminals, rapists, or carriers of infectious diseases. These observations are not offered as an exercise in pop psychology. They are just obvious patterns of behavior for Nancy Pelosi and the party she leads. An attempt to understand how and why Democrats have divided this country into warring camps. Over the last 20 years, identity politics, which is better understood as cultural Marxism, has become the ideological religion of the Democrat Party. Such absurdities as "believe all women" and "distrust old white men" are tropes of the Democrats' new world order. How do adults actually swallow such racist and sexist piffle? The answer is collectivism. If one believes in the primacy of groups over individuals, as Democrats universally do, and if one couples that with a belief in a redeemed future in which social justice reigns, everyone is equal, and Green New Deal panaceas prevail, then the sociopathic traits, self-righteousness, and lack of sympathy for those one walks over to get to the promised land follow as night follows day. Thinking of one's self as saving the planet is a direct path to oppressing one's peers. Groupthink erases the individual and creates collective villains. Thus, according to the Democrats, because people of color suffer disproportionately from the coronavirus, the villain must be systemic inequality. The solution, of course, is a socialist redistribution of income. In reality, however, the culprit is individual behavior and individual choice. Two of the top comorbidity factors leading to coronavirus fatalities are type 2 diabetes and high blood pressure. Both are caused by a third, obesity. These are the results of eating badly, of individual choices. Over 38% of African American adults are clinically obese, and 4 out of 5 African American women are either overweight or obese, according to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Recognizing this doesn't mean we don't take care of stricken individuals, but that we do them the service of making them aware of their responsibility for their fates. We don't subsidize their bad behaviors. In the iconography of the left, such sensible approaches are condemned as blaming the victim. Blaming others, demonizing others, is the socialist way, and the prime reason the Democrats have become a party of hate. The designated guilty are rich white men and the Western democracies they have been most prominent in creating. This perverse religion has been exposed in an extraordinary way by the current global pandemic. The Chinese Communist Party's gross malfeasance in handling this virus led to the deaths of more than a quarter of a million innocent people to date. As collectivist Marxists who see themselves as saving the world, the Chinese communists have no hesitation in blaming others. In particular, the United States, the Great Satan, and radical religions. The Democrat Party, led by Pelosi and Hillary Clinton, has leapt to their defense, condemning President Trump's use of the term Chinese virus as racist. Consider the spread of the virus in America itself. 8 of the 9 states with the most cases, and 8 of the 8 with the most deaths are run by collectivist Democrats who condemn Trump's ban on travel from China as racist and have created a network of sanctuary cities and states to defy the nation's immigration laws and invite people into the country who have not been vetted for infectious diseases. The very concept of sanctuary is religious in nature, and one can be sure makes Pelosi and her political allies feel like Jesus. But they are not divinities, and their policies are deadly. David Horowitz is the author of the forthcoming book Blitz: Trump Will Smash the Left and Win, to be published on June 2 by Humanix Books and available now for pre-order.